world champion Katie Ledecky in the 400 free.
I feel good about it. When I touched, I kind of thought that it was a little faster than that, but really can't complain about a world championship gold medal and a good swim on the first day. So.
Did you feel like you had maybe gotten a world record?
Kind of. I just felt really good, so just kind of hoping for it, but again, I really can't complain.
57.04 out.
That's 100 or 200.
Yeah. This morning,
yeah.
But it just felt more controlled.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Bruce wanted me out exactly the same as I was this morning, just easier, so I think I did a good job of that. So.
And 157 for a 200 split, so that seems to set you out beautifully for your...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that gets me really excited for the 200 and the rest of the week.
Do you feel like you're at the point in your career where if you don't set a world record, you're slightly disappointed?
Maybe I disappoint you guys, but it doesn't disappoint me. It's something you have to be patient about, and I respect that process, and, it's nothing I really get too hung up about, and I just want to get up and race every time I'm on those bus.
What does this new world title represent for you?
What's that, sorry?
What does the title represent for you?
It's always great to defend a title like that, and I guess I was faster than what I was 2 years ago, so that's good to have a good swim on the first day and get some momentum going for the rest of the week.
Katie, I know you haven't seen much about this race yet, but how do you assess the second half of it?
It was fine. I haven't seen the splits, as I said, but I'm sure there are things I can improve on and just get back to work on those things, but focus on those things for the 400, later. Just got to focus on the rest of the events this week.
What are you learning from the race?
Last question, guys.
I feel really good for the rest of the week.